page 74. Unit 7. Relationships. Lesson A. Parenting. 1. Grammar in context. B. Listen to the podcast. What's the speaker's main proposal about parenting?
A friend of mine struggling with sleepless nights after the birth of her daughter recently said to me, quote, "Had I known having a baby would be this hard, I might have waited a few more years. Why aren't parenting classes mandatory, especially in high school?" Which got me thinking, why aren't they? Ask any new parent this question. Would you have benefited from parenting classes? And you'll probably get the answer, absolutely. Most parents experience problems with sleepless nights, anxiety about their baby's health, and as their children grow, issues with behavior and setting boundaries. Should you think your experience will be any different, think again. Parenting is a skill to be learned. Some school districts have recognized this and introduced programs where students take care of a computerized baby doll that behaves like a real baby. It cries in the night and needs to be changed and comforted. It helps young people understand what is involved in starting a family. One college senior I know who did this told me it was a cool experience and that had he not taken that class, he wouldn't have realized what hard work a baby is. Were I in charge of education, I would make all students from the age of 12 do this for a whole weekend every year. Should you need further evidence that parenting classes are a good idea, school and city districts all over the country are expanding programs that offer workshops and parenting skills, not to students, but to parents of their students. Clearly, there is a need out there. So, let's make parenting classes mandatory. Otherwise, we run the risk of creating a generation of parents who are unprepared to tackle the most important job of their lives.